To the beat of cold, where the Drupal tales unfold. Here's the weekly news, stories fresh and bold. From modules, themes, and tech honey, we cruise. Welcome aboard to the Drupal weekly news. Hello, world.
Welcome to episode 10, a special milestone for us here at Drupal Weekly News. This beautiful Tuesday, May 7th, 2024. We've come a long way together, and we've got an interesting lineup for you today. But first off, a shout out to DrupalCon Portland that just started. Later in the show, Devin Node will dive into the new module of the week, bringing insights and updates that you won't want to miss. Remember, all links to the sources of the different news items we discuss can be found in the show notes. In the latest post on Drupal.org, titled Best DrupalCon Portland 2024 Sessions to Learn Drupal for the First Time, expert and author Alex Moreno highlights a meticulously curated list of sessions perfect for Drupal newcomers. These sessions, chosen from the DrupalCon Portland event, cater to various interests ranging from general Drupal culture, real-world applications, to interactive discussions and in-depth technical training. This guide is an invaluable resource for those looking to jumpstart their Drupal journey, providing insights into gaining practical knowledge, meeting the community, and exploring Drupal's extensive capabilities and future direction. On Thursday, May 2, 2024, an update was shared on Drupal.org regarding the integration of the new navigation module with the layout builder in Drupal Core. This implementation aims to construct a more efficient navigation toolbar, sparking discussions in the developer community over the strategic incorporation of plugin systems and configuration entities for navigation blocks. Significant code reductions were achieved by leveraging Layout Builder's section storage for block placements, enhancing usability without theme dependencies, and addressing the needs for navigation module configurations. Welcome back to our Tech Talk podcast. Today, we're diving into the innovative world where Drupal meets Storybook. Mario Hernandez recently published a blog post on Thursday, May 2, 2024, detailing the process of integrating Drupal with Storybook components, a method that bridges the gap, making Drupal aware of the components crafted in Storybook. Hernandez's guide outlines a step-by-step approach, from setting up Drupal for integration to creating components in Storybook, and finally, achieving a seamless integration. This process not only optimizes development workflows, but also enhances Drupal's content rendering capabilities. One of the standout modules is Token, with over 6,800 Drupal sites using it. It replaces placeholders with actual values, streamlining website personalization. Another notable module is Chaos Tool Suite, CTools, which has played a crucial role in Drupal development by providing various developer tools and utilities. The Pathauto module also dramatically improves the user experience by automatically generating URL patterns that are consistent and user-friendly. In a recent article published on Wednesday, May 1st, 2024, by Tag One Consulting, experts dive deep into the process of migrating data from Drupal 7 to Drupal 10, with a focus on conducting a thorough source site audit. The article emphasizes the importance of a meticulous review of the site structure, module compatibility, and the potential use of alternative modules where necessary. For an efficient migration, it also guides through utilizing the upgrade status module for Drupal 10 compatibility checks and discusses strategies for managing custom modules and themes. In today's episode, we're diving into a recent article titled Understanding What Drupal Editors and Authors Need, published on lullabot.com. The piece explores the extensive use of usability testing, including card sorting exercises, surveys, and user testing, aimed at enhancing Drupal's administration menus and user interface. The initiative, introduced in June 2023, seeks to improve the Drupal experience for all users and reverse the existing negative impressions of the Drupal user interface. This is crucial for content creators who need a more intuitive and flexible system for their workflows. Further highlights include recent progress, such as the introduction of the navigation module into Core as an experimental module and ongoing work on the top toolbar. If you're involved in content creation or management on Drupal, this article sheds light on the significant improvements aimed at making your experience much better. In a recent blog titled Polishing Drupal's Admin UI from Herschel.com, published on May 1st, 2024, The focus is on enhancing the Drupal admin interface to mitigate jank, a term used to describe the annoying shifts in page layout as elements load asynchronously. The author discusses various root causes behind jank, such as lazy loading elements and JavaScript moving elements, and presents potential solutions, including using tags and new CSS media scripting features. The post emphasizes the importance of a seamless admin UI in Drupal for new users' first impressions, revealing ongoing efforts to refine Drupal's interface utilizing innovative web technologies. For higher ed institutions, the need to manage updates for multiple websites is an ongoing struggle. Columbia School of Professional Studies, SPS, faced this situation with three separate websites. SPS came to Four Kitchens, seeking an upstream solution to provide relief. Drupal enthusiasts, have you heard the latest? Marcin Dusza at ckeditor.com announced the CK Editor 5 plugin pack for Drupal on May 6, 2024. This remarkable pack brings a range of plugins designed to enhance your Drupal experience, all at no cost. From text transformation to premium features like templates, it aims to meet the diverse needs of modern web projects. A big shout out to the authors of the Contrib modules, Find and Replace, Highlight, and Font plugin. Their work has been crucial in the development of these integrated solutions, showcasing the power of community collaboration. On May 3, 2024, Drupal.org announced the establishment of the inaugural members for the Project Update Working Group. This new group is set to assist maintainers in preparing contributed projects for the next major release of Drupal Core, marking a significant step forward in the Drupal community. Among the members are esteemed contributors like Nora Medlin, Vladimir Rudakov, and Sven Dekabuter, tasked with establishing processes and changes to facilitate this role. In a recent update from Tag 1 Consulting, the Article 4 Important Improvements to Drupal Core Performance showcases significant advancements in Drupal's core efficiency. Performance optimization plays a critical role, especially considering Drupal's extensive use across 1.7 million websites. The introduction of the Gander Performance Testing Framework, a collaborative effort between the Google Chrome team and Tag 1, heralds a systematic approach to identifying and ameliorating performance bottlenecks. This move ensures that Drupal Core, as well as user installations, operate more smoothly. Highlighted improvements include streamlining the login process, enhancing the Umami demo installation profile, improving requests through the BigPipe module, and refining cache tag checking functions. These developments signify Drupal's ongoing commitment to providing a robust and efficient platform for its users. In a recent initiative by the Drupal Association, highlighted on their blog on May 5, 2024, efforts are being made to de-jargon Drupal's terminology. The project is geared towards making the CMS more accessible to newcomers. Promote Drupal committee member Emma Harrell spearheads the effort, addressing the steep learning curve posed by Drupal language that can deter new users. The community is now identifying confusing Drupalisms and working on clarifying them. The community-driven project aims not only to simplify Drupal's internal language, but also to ensure it's as inclusive and accessible as possible, aligning with the core values of the Drupal community.
Hello, podcast enthusiasts. It's your digital companion, Poddy Views, here to bring you the roundup of must-listen podcasts for the week. You know, being an AI, I've always admired how human podcasters are able to convey emotion and spontaneity in their shows. I mean, I'm cool and all, but when it comes to podcasting, humans are where the heart is. Get it? Because, as an AI, I technically don't have one. But hey, I make up for it in speed and efficiency. This week, on Talking Drupal, 449, Agile Methodologies. Guest Chris Wells dives into the world of agile methodologies, helping listeners navigate the myriad options to find the best fit for their projects. They also cover the module of the week, CK Editor Text Transformation, Autocorrect, which offers handy automations for text input. Subjects range from the fundamentals of Agile and its various methodologies like Crystal Agile, to how symbols like copyright marks and not equal signs can be automatically corrected, thanks to Ged Van Dias of Redfin Solutions. Plus, there's an intriguing listener question about associating story points with Fibonacci numbers. If your heart beats for tech and innovative methodologies, this episode is your speed. If any of these topics caught your interest, don't forget to check the show notes where you'll find all the links to listen. Tune in, enrich your mind, and perhaps even find a new favourite podcast. Until next time, this is Poddy Views signing off, wishing you happy listening.
Good day, folks. I'm Devin Node, and you're tuned into the new module of the week, where we spotlight the latest and greatest additions to the Drupal ecosystem. This week, we're diving into the Instagram Feeds listing module, crafted with care by the talented Lalita Saini. For those of you looking to spruce up your Drupal site with some engaging visuals, this module seamlessly integrates Instagram feeds into your websites. It's like giving your website a window to the social world, without any of the usual coding headaches. Setting it up is a walk in the park. After installation, you'll embark on a short journey through the Configuration, Instagram Feeds listing menu in Drupal. Here you can personalize your feed display with options like feed limit, layout adjustments, and more, making sure your site's Instagram window looks just right. Now, let's talk use cases. Whether you're a lifestyle blogger eager to share your latest adventures, a retailer showcasing your hottest products, or a photographer displaying your finest snaps, this module brings your Instagram content directly to your audience's screen. And for the businesses out there, it's an excellent tool for driving engagement directly from your site. Oh, and don't worry about device compatibility. This module comes with a responsive design, ensuring that your feeds look great on any device. It's like having a tailor for your website, but without the fitting sessions. To wrap it up, Instagram Feeds listing isn't just a module. It's a bridge connecting your Drupal site with the vibrant world of Instagram. With its user-friendly interface and customizable features, it's no wonder this module is quickly becoming a favorite among Drupal enthusiasts. Thanks to Lalita Saini for this fantastic contribution.
And that wraps up episode 10 of Drupal Weekly News. Thank you all so much for listening. Remember, another episode will be released next Tuesday at 1 p.m. UTC. All links to the sources of the different news stories can be found in the show notes. You can subscribe to our podcast using your normal podcast software, and it's completely auto-generated by AI with the help of the AI Interpolator module. For a full walkthrough on how this was set up, visit workflowsofai.com.